Would you pay to attend the family Christmas dinner or just not show up because you don't want to pay? One mom in the UK is doing just that, charging the family.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix with producer Dave. And when you're headed out with your family this holiday season, turn on the radio.com app on your phone. Listen to the Mix wherever you're headed.
Yeah, this mom decided to make Christmas dinner from scratch, so she doesn't want anybody bringing any side dishes. She said, no, just come $20 ahead and you can sit down and eat. I'm thinking, yeah, that's a great idea. Why not? Then you don't have to worry about bringing a dish and all that.
Producer Dave says, no way. I say it's a great idea. It's expensive to host. But what do you say?
414-799-1099. Lynn, what do you think?
I would not go, no. A lot of people have different options. Like, usually every year I have to make a hard decision of whose dinner I'm going to go to, whether I'm going to go to the in-laws or a best friend or, you know, my mom. So if she was going to try to charge me, I'd be like, no, I'm just going to go to someone else's dinner then.
But think about it. I mean, you go to somebody else's, you have to maybe bring a dish to pass or something like that. You're spending money anyway, so what's the difference?
Well, bringing a dish to pass is more traditional, I think, for more people.
Bringing a dish to pass really allows people to do it in their budget. But as someone that hosts a lot of holiday parties and Christmas parties, it does add up. So I have no issue saying to people, you bring the vodka, you bring the rolls, you bring the appetizers. I mean, we divvy it up, because that's another way of saying, I'm not paying for all this. It becomes really expensive.
If you're bringing a dish, though, that's time. You have to go to the store and buy everything and then make everything. I would rather just walk in the door right when dinner starts and say, boom, here's my $20. Let's eat.
You're okay with just the $25.
Let's pay it.
I feel like she wants everyone to only eat her stuff and things that she brings. But at the same time, she doesn't want to pay for all of it. So she's having everybody pitch in.
You know, you're bringing up a good point. Perhaps the real issue with this woman that's charging is that people are like, no, we don't like what you make every year. So I'm not paying to eat that.
Yeah.
I'd like to make my own potatoes and bring that.
It's not worth $25, Mom.
It's not worth $25. Barbara, it's worth about $5.
Yeah.
$20. For a single person is a lot of money, not to mention also.
It is the holidays.
Thank you for calling and talking this through with us. We appreciate your insight.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, one more call, and Colleen is up next. Let's see if you can break this tie, Colleen. Would you pay for Christmas dinner or just not show up?
Actually, my family does pay. Whoever's hosting the holiday, everybody else helps pitch in and bring gifts. Or not gifts, I'm sorry, and bring dishes.
So they pay and they still bring food.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We hosted for Thanksgiving and we did most of the dishes, but my aunt gave me money and my mom brought some dishes.
Yeah, I agree. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I can remember my former mother-in-law, my ex-husband's mom. She was one of 10 kids, and it was her and another sister that would trade off who would host Christmas every other year. And it was honestly 40 people at this event. It was huge. And they would, all the siblings would pay money. They would, because they understood it's a lot of money to do.
It's expensive to host a holiday, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you're saying that it's not, you know, doesn't cause bad blood with anybody. It's what needs to be done. It's the right thing
to
do.
Not at all. When my mom hosts, I help pay and bring a dish as well. So it's expensive.
Well, thank you for breaking the tie and agreeing with Elizabeth and myself here, because then that is the end of our scientific poll right there. That is
no
it.
Problem.
You pay to go to Christmas.
But if people are thinking about doing this, I feel like you still have to approach it in a sensitive way. You can't say, you pay or you don't eat, Betty.
Get out. No. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.